mountain air of Atanagoma always held a unique crispness, a blend of pine needles, damp earth, and the distant metallic tang of rainfall on ancient rocks. For young Agahyu, barely more than a toddler, this was the fragrance of existence, the very breath of his world. He remembered it as vividly as the intricate patterns woven into the oja, the locally hewn cloth that his mother, Elizabeth Oma Etu Abalaka, used to strap him securely to her back. The rhythmic sway of her hips, the warmth of her body, and the tireless hum of her daily market runs were his first lessons in resilience. His mother, a woman of quiet strength and unparalleled grace, hailed from a lineage deeply rooted in the soil of Ikare Obeya, a vibrant settlement within Ajaka, Igalamela, Odolu LGA of Kogi State. Her grandfather, Abalaka Choma Ohiemi, was a figure of legendary calm, a man whose decisions, Agahyu would later learn, were always tempered by the wisdom of the earth and the whispers of the ancestors. When a woman is a leader, the people are strong. Bemba Proverb, Sambia. It was from this ancestral wellspring that Oma Etu drew her unyielding spirit, navigating the menacingly scorching and blazing sun with an almost serene determination. Strapped to her back, a privileged perch indeed, Agahyu had a panoramic view of the world unfolding before him. He saw the kaleidoscope of market life, the vibrant dyes of fabrics, the earthy tones of root vegetables, the gleam of freshly caught fish, and the endless stream of faces, old and young, worn and hopeful. He heard the cacophony of commerce, the haggling, the laughter, the greetings in a dozen different tongues. It was a symphony of humanity, a vibrant and sometimes chaotic harmony. He remembered a particular market day, vivid as a dream, when a visiting elder from a distant Fulani clan, distinguished by his intricate facial scarifications, shared kola nuts with a seasoned Igala merchant. Although they were not fluent in each other's language, their genuine and uninhibited laughter communicated effectively without the need for translation. They communicated through gestures, shared glances, and an unspoken understanding that Agahyu, even then, recognized as something profound. It was a scene of unforced camaraderie, a daily ritual that reinforced the underlying unity of their diverse people. Diversity is the mother of prosperity. Sudanese proverb. In those early years, Agahyu perceived no other. There was only us, a vast, intricate mosaic of humanity connected by shared markets, shared sun, and shared humanity. His formative years in Atanagoma were steeped in the practical wisdom of the community. He learned early that the mountain stream flowed strongest after the rains, providing life-giving water to everyone, regardless of their family lineage or the gods they honored. He watched neighbors from different clans and spiritual traditions come together to build a new communal granary after a particularly harsh season, their combined strength achieving what no single family could.